four points that I sometimes use with students to think about reading the Bible are these. The first is to read it. Bible doesn't do you any good if it's not read. And so the first thing to do is get it off the shelf and crack it open and read it and see what's going on in it. The second would be to read it slowly. You don't get any awards for speed reading. And sometimes there's great desire on the part of people who read the Bible to read it quickly or to read it all through in a certain period of time, one-year Bibles and so on and so forth. But really, to get the most out of great pieces of literature like the Bible, we need to read slowly. And that means that we should also read carefully, attending to not just what we think the text says, but what it actually says, paying attention to the words themselves, following them through, and paying very close attention to them. And sometimes the only way to pay close attention to something like literature like the Bible is to actually slow down intentionally and really take our time and go through it carefully. So the second rule, read slowly. The third rule would be to keep reading. Keep reading. Oftentimes when we read literature, we hit various gaps or unclear parts of the text, and these create problems for us. Sometimes when we hit them, we stop and we're tempted to speculate and maybe opine and wonder and carry off into flights of fancy. But in fact, we should really force ourselves to keep reading, because many of those gaps or unclear parts might be clarified if we continue to read on. We might find other data, if you will, that helps fill these gaps. Now, sometimes these gaps aren't filled, and sometimes gaps are left in literature intentionally by authors and not filled, or gaps are left unintentionally and therefore not filled. In those cases, we do have to speculate and do some guesswork, but we ought to be clear about when we're doing that. In fact, I often say to students that it is the mark of a developing and maturing biblical scholar when they can tell where a gap is and when they have filled the gap themselves, or when they have refused to fill a gap because, in fact, the text itself doesn't fill it. So that's an important element. The fourth thing would be to reread the Bible. The best literature needs to be reread, because the best literature is sufficiently dense and complicated that a first read, especially a fast read, isn't going to reveal all the richness and nuances that are contained therein. So, in one sense, this is about making the Bible the book of a lifetime's attention, or that we would go back and continue to reread it, even when we feel like we've got a good grasp on certain parts of it. And when you reread the Bible throughout a lifetime, we're often surprised at how many times we get new insights and new meanings are suggested by the text, things we hadn't seen before because we're reading at a different stage in our life and from different perspectives and different circumstances. So rereading it is very, very important. And I think perhaps finally one further aspect of that rereading would be that those different meanings are sometimes suggested by the fact that we've encountered other people's readings and their rereadings as well, and those have impacted us and how we go back to the text suddenly with fresh eyes.